open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. O come, let us worship him.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia. O come, let us worship him. With a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Alleluia. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Alleluia. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Old Testament lesson for this sixth Sunday of Easter is written in the 21st chapter of Numbers, beginning at the fourth verse. The Israelites traveled from Mount Or by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. The soul of the people was very discouraged because of the journey. The people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, there is no water, and our soul loathes this disgusting food." The Lord sent venomous snakes among the people, and they bit the people. Many people of Israel died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a venomous snake and set it on a pole. It shall happen that everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." Moses made a serpent of bronze and set it on the pole. If a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked at the serpent of bronze, he lived. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in the first chapter of James, beginning at the 22nd verse. Brothers, be doers of the word, and not only hearers, deluding your own selves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he sees himself and goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues, not being a hearer who forgets, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks himself to be religious while he doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, Christ, who has redeemed us with his blood, is risen and has appeared unto us. Alleluia, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel is according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask me no questions. Amen, amen, I tell you, whatever you may ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech. But the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I don't say to you that I will pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now you are speaking plainly and using no figures of speech. Now we know that you know all things and don't need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the time is coming, yes, and has come, that you will be scattered, everyone to his own place, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Here ends the Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. In that he liveth, he liveth unto God. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. in that he liveth unto God. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In that he liveth unto God. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. From our gospel, it says, Jesus answered them, Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. On the night of our Lord's betrayal, they scattered out of fear to save their own lives. Enslaved to the sin of their flesh, they exiled themselves from their Savior into and under utter darkness. The disciples' sin here is our temptation as well. As we go to live in the baptismal reality of Christ crucified and risen, there's the world right outside, warring against the truth of Christ, always trying to create its own truth. For example, from the scriptures in the church, we confess the truth of man and woman, of marriage being the one flesh unity of one man and one woman, and that God has given man, earth, and all creation to enjoy as good stewards, because God will provide for man through it. Yet, here the world wars against the truth, teaching instead a truth of 58 genders or more, of marriage being a people, of marriage being a worthless contract between whoever and however many people want to enter it, of proclaiming the earth will be destroyed unless we become the saviors of it, willing to sacrifice any and all modern luxuries and necessities and ways of life and people to somehow save it. We confess in the church Christ crucified for the sins of the world, who is the only way to God the Father, but the world confesses their truths of many ways to the Father that you yourself can earn. You see, it's easy to confess the truth of Christ crucified within the walls of our church and homes, but it becomes difficult as we go to live in the world, when we leave our homes and go to work or school. Because then, when we confess the truth of Christ, that's when the world comes against us. It sneers and rages against our Lord. It calls us hateful bigots. It gets in our faces. It shouts us down. And when the world shouts against our Lord, then our sinful flesh is tempted, like the disciples, to think maybe this is foolish and that we ought to flee and scatter from the truth and exile ourselves into the darkness and the truths of the world. And so we're tempted to shut our mouths instead of confess the faith, or to become agreeable with the world, to confess what they confess just for a little bit so they'll back off from us and we can go back home. And yet, our Lord prophesies, that as horrible as that is, our Lord prophesies, this is what the disciples will do. They'll flee and exile themselves. And yet, as our Lord prophesies this, he doesn't scold them. He says, it will happen, that they'll leave him alone. And then he says, yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. And so what he means is, no matter our temptation and sin to flee, still, he will go forward, he will die, he will be raised by the Father in victory, and he will accomplish it all as he has done. What he's saying is, I have risen, I have won. Your fleeing doesn't change this. Our Lord didn't flee. He has won, it is accomplished. What our Lord, in effect, is telling the disciples is this: you will fall and you will scatter. And so as you scatter, I challenge you. Repent. Receive my forgiveness, then come live in the truth of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Come back, seize the truth before the world without hesitation, without question, with all certainty, and live now
in forgiveness, as if the crucifixion, the resurrection, and my final return are already accomplished. Because I promise they're going to happen, he's telling the disciples. And if I promise it, it's as good as done. In our intro, it says the same thing. It begins with a voice of singing, declare this with a shout of joy to the end of the earth. The Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. To challenge you to live as if our resurrection is already accomplished fact doesn't mean we have to be goofy and pretend that we're already living in resurrected bodies and act as if everything is perfect here in this world. That's not what Christ is saying. That's not the challenge. It is to say that you can be more certain of your resurrection in Christ and that it will happen than anything you've experienced in this life or learned in school. Christ's second coming and your resurrection is just as certain, in fact, it's more certain than 2 plus 2 equaling 4. Your salvation and resurrection is certain, which means then Christ has authority and is in control of everything. All of history as it happens before us is geared toward this promise of your resurrection in him. Everything in and of this world, all the authorities and all the governments and all the principalities, they're just his tools. They're just what he is using while he reigns in heaven. And you see, this is hard for us to understand because all around us in the world, there's propaganda and lies, corrupt governments and wicked institutions. We see this all around us in the world, and compared to them in the church, we in the church feel small and our voices feel rather weak and tiny and unheard. And so then we ask ourselves, how can the truth of Christ crucified win as the world, with all of its made-up truths that it pushes in power, that they try to make prevalent, that they surround us with? How can we win when they seem so powerful? But remember, our Lord died on the cross surrounded by the same pagan governments and the same false teachers. And he overcame the world by rising from the dead. He overcame all of them when he resurrected. He overcame them by doing things that the world has never seen before, that they never guessed what would happen. For instance, on the world, for thousands of years from its creation, the world had never seen God die. But that's what happened. The world had never seen a man risen in glory. Yet on Easter morning, that's what God did. In the flesh and blood of Christ, that's what happened. The world had seen something it had never seen before. The death of God and the resurrection of a man in glory. And as he rose in victory, he revealed in his flesh and blood that he alone is God and he alone is the Savior, and there's none that can compare to him. You see that miracle, that amazement, that occasion where the world has seen what's never happened before, that will happen for us as well. God has promised us salvation, which the world has never seen before. The world has never seen sinners die and rise in glory. The world has never seen corrupt sinners enter the grave and then rise in perfect body and soul. Rise in the glory of the Lord. Yet that is what God promises will happen for you. Our Lord, in the backdrop of the dark evil of this world, will rise everyone from the dead, and he will take the faithful and crown us his own to rise in life, power, and authority with him. And as he crowns us with eternal life, as he shows the world, his own people that he created, he will, through us, his people, show his power and his kingdom. He will, by saving us, show that he is God alone, he is Savior alone, he is the truth alone, and there's none that can compare with him. This is the truth to be proclaimed even now to the end of the earth. This is what God means when he says, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. This is the reality. This is what we are to proclaim to the ends of the earth. This is what we are to live. And so we still must ask. Yes, we live in this reality, but how? What does it mean to live in the truth and reality of Christ crucified, risen, and returning? As you leave the church today, how do you live in this reality? Especially in such an evil world. And that's where the psalm tells us, shout for joy to God all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. The Lord has risen. We have won. And in victory, we're not just to sit here on our hands and twiddle our thumbs and bury our heads in the sand, just letting the evil pass by as we wait for his return. Rather, the psalm tells us in salvation to be active. That with repentance and forgiveness by the word and sacraments, we live the baptized, risen life by shouting and singing, with praying psalms and giving praise to God, with prayer. Whether we are in suffering or prosperity, we shout and sing and pray and praise and prayer, with all confidence and faith, because he has risen, and we will rise too. So the Father will receive our shouting and singing with the Father's heart, because we are his children who are coming to him. He will use all praise, the fruits of our faith, all praise and prayer, to declare to the world, I have redeemed my servant Jacob. He's telling the world, look at the church. I have redeemed my servant Jacob. And he uses our prayer and singing and proclamation to shout this to the ends of the earth. And through the church, he will invite all to join his church and join her praise with repentant hearts. Again, he has risen. We will rise too. The Father will bring us to himself. So there is no doubt that he will hear our prayers even right now. If you're going to rise again, and you will, then your prayers will also be heard right now. And so Christ says, in that day of his resurrection and ascension, you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Understand what our Lord is saying here. So certain are we of Christ crucified and risen and ascended. So certain are we that he will be raised again. That when we pray to the Father, we know he will hear our prayer. In fact, we don't have to go to Christ and say, Lord, pray this for us, and then have him pray it for us. No, Christ says, you can go ask the Father directly in me, through me. You can pray directly to the Father in baptism, and he will hear you. God Almighty, who created all things, you have his ear. You pray to him. You pray to him right now, and you know he will answer you because he loves you. Yes, we will have tribulation in the world, as Christ says. But Christ has risen. He's overcome the world. And we will be risen. And in that we take heart, because we know that the Father hears us in Christ. We pray to him. He answers us. He gives us fullness of joy. And in that we have peace, even right now. Because it's all certain. So come today, eat and drink the victory of the Lord, and may it strengthen us to seize the truth of Christ crucified. May it strengthen us to pray earnestly to him who will hear us. Amen. And may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God.
Mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. And we beseech you so to implant your word in us that, in good and honest hearts, we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith by patient continuance and well-doing. Most heartily, we beseech you so to rule and govern your Church Catholic, with all her pastors and ministers, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, whereby faith toward you may be strengthened, love and charity increased in us toward all mankind, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people, and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to Joseph, our President, the Congress of these United States, Kim, our Governor, the legislature of this state, and to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after your good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness, and to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. May it please you also to turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their enmity and hostilities, and be inclined to walk with us in meekness and in peace. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for your name's sake. Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will. Especially do we pray for those that we name in our hearts at this time. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and manifold punishment, yet we entreat you, O most merciful Father, remember not the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions, but out of your unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger of body and soul. Preserve us from false and pernicious doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. And in every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all men, and especially of them that believe. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with your blessing. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring before you. For by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. As we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour shall come, support us by your power and receive us into your everlasting kingdom. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech thee to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please thee. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and our souls, and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.